One of my favorite things is to encourage and empower people to dream big. But I'll tell you what, this morning God woke me up with something that you can do that wrong and really mess up. Hey, 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 and welcome back to Calling Over Comfort. I'm your host, Francine Ivy. Calling Over Comfort is a place for Christians that are willing to, well, get out of their comfort zone and make a real difference in the world. You know, not just keyboard junkies sharing their opinion on social media, but really making a difference by being a light in the world, either through ministry, in the marketplace, or like me, through coaching. Each time you come here, you will be encouraged, you're going to be empowered, but you will also be challenged to step out of your comfort zone and believe in who God created you to be, to own it, and to really live it. It is my prayer that every time you come here, that something I say will instigate you to take action. Why? Because I believe the world needs you. You know, one of the things that I love the most is to challenge my clients to dream big, to have a vision so big because it comes from God. I believe with all my heart that if your goals for the next 5 years don't scare you, you're probably insulting God. I mean, this whole podcast is calling over comfort, right? We don't want to have a vision that's within our comfort zone. As a matter of fact, if you do, you're probably not hearing God, because God doesn't want you to be enough for your calling. He wants you to be able to do, He wants you to have to depend on Him. But this morning, God really woke me up with an issue if we do this wrong. And that is with the words that He says to the, in the parable of the talents, and that is, if you're faithful over a little, He'll make you ruler over much. This concept has been with me over and over in my entrepreneurial journey. See, so many times we see our five-year goals, we see our big vision, the things that God's given us, and we get just in our head about it. And we're waiting on that five-year goal, and we're not being faithful where we're at. I see this when entrepreneurs and coaches are told by their coaches and mentors to niche down. And they're like, but everybody needs what I have. Everybody needs my product. Everybody needs my service. And I get that. But if God's called you to a certain group of people, then be faithful over it, and God will open more doors for you. You see, it is a principle. It is a yes and amen that if you are faithful where you are with who God tells you to, in the small things, God will make you ruler over much. You must remember that whatever He's calling you to do now is leading to that five-year goal, that crazy, scary, hairy goal that God has for you. He's leading you there, but you have to be faithful where you are. Many of us think, but I need that five-year goal because financially I need that. Well, then get faithful now so you can get there. Quit getting stuck in your head that I have to be there in order to be successful, because God says you're successful if you're faithful where you are. But so many people get stuck. They take the verse out of context, they that wait upon the Lord, and they sit their butt down and they wait on God to deliver the five-year goal, when God says, I'm not going to deliver that till you're faithful with what I've given you. What's right in front of you right now? Get faithful with it. What is the message that God's given you? Start to share it. Step up to the plate. Be faithful with where you are, who's around you right now. Let the message that God's given you to share, let the truth that God's given you to share Make it plain. Step up to the plate. If you don't swing, you will never hit the ball. So I'm reminding someone today, don't sit around and wait. And don't get stuck in I need to serve everybody, but I'm not serving who I have right now. I posted something the other day to remind some of my clients that, you know, we can say we want to serve the whole world, yet we turn around and say things like, but I'm not posting on social media, and I'm not going to do this, and I'm not going to do that. Do you really want to change the world? And quit telling God what you're not going to do. And start being faithful over right now. So while I'm talking, I feel like God's telling you what to do. I'm praying that. I'm praying that the Holy Spirit is already revealing some place right now in your life you need to be faithful in. And if you'll be faithful with that, I promise you, God is yes and amen with his promises. You'll get to that big vision he's given you. He says, if I have begun a good work in you, I will be faithful to finish it. So if he's faithful, then if you're feeling stuck, who's really at fault here? Go do it. Hey, I'm so excited because we are about to open the doors on our Kingdom Coach certification. If you've ever thought about changing the world for Jesus through the platform of coaching, you need to hop on board. It's a 12-week amazing program. I mean, we are in the middle of two classes right now. Man, God's producing some incredible coaches for him. This industry is making a huge impact. It's a multi-billion dollar industry, the second fastest growing industry in the world today. And you guys, there are 1.5 million searches every month for coaches right now. People are in need of direction, mentorship, partnership. They have goals, they have struggles, and they need good Christian powerhouses to walk them through that. And it is my determination to empower the church, to empower the church's voice in the world through coaching. So if you've ever thought about doing that, you're going to want to get on the wait list, because when we open the doors, it is my wait list that is going to get first notice. So they'll get first chance at seats in the class. They're limited seating, and they're the first to get the deals. So if you're not on the wait list and you know that you're interested in becoming a coach, I'm going to encourage you to go to consumedcoaching.com, go to the top, click the button or the banner at the very top where it says take the quiz. Take the quiz. It's going to tell you whether or not you have a passion and calling for coaching. And if you do, it's going to give you a link to our wait list. Get on the wait list so you'll get the information when it comes out, and you will get the sweet deals that come with that. It is my heart to use the coaching platform for the kingdom. And if that's your heart too, and you want to make a real difference, go to consumedcoaching.com. Make it happen. I want you to be a part. This is the last class for 2023. Like, it's 12 weeks, and I won't start this again until January of next year. So I would jump in on this. I really would jump in on this. So excited. Cannot wait to hear from you. If you have more questions and you want to set up a call and just kind of chat about it, maybe you're like, I think so, but I don't know. And even after the quiz, you may sign up for the wait list and you still want to connect with me, then there's also a button that says schedule a call with one of our coaches. When you say in there that it's about Kingdom certification, I will call you and reach out to you or text you or email you and set up a time with you. So If you just have more questions, you think this might be God's call, but you would like to chat about it, feel free to do that. That's a free call with me, so we can chat about it and see if it's God's call. So go now, either set up a call with me, consumedcoaching.com, or go to the top and take the quiz and sign up for the wait list, because you're going to want to get in on the sweet deals. All right. Talk to you guys later. Bye. I want to thank you so much for joining me today. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, and if you haven't already, please drop a review for us. It helps us so much, and it means so much to us when we read them. If you'd like to connect with me or with one of our awesome coaches, go to consumedcoaching.com and request a free coaching call. We would love to hear your story and what God is doing in your life and business. Until next time, know that we are here for your success, and I am here cheering you on.